The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
So first, the numbers. And they're getting a little creepy here in the state of Idaho. As of last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 310. That is an increase of roughly 60% since Friday. 115 of those cases are in Blaine County. 110 are in Ada County. Canyon County now has 40. Kootenai County has 13. Several counties now reporting 1, 2, or 3 cases. And in southern Idaho, Twin Falls now reporting 3 cases. Cache County and Lincoln County each reporting 1. And as of last night, still none reported in Jerome, Gooding, or Minidoka County. And we'll start getting updates now from South Central Public Health. They update their website twice a day at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then the state updates their website once a day just after 5 o'clock. Those numbers are based on what the state posted last night. And something that I want you to think about. There are several reports that are coming out and saying that test results can take up to 10 days to return to the physician. So 10 days ago was March 20th. We may or may not know how many confirmed cases were recorded in Twin Falls, Jerome, Minidoka, Cache counties. You see that really small number right now, and you're like, well, maybe we'll get through this with only a couple. Maybe it's not such a big deal. Maybe everything is just overreactionary, and I really don't have to be that careful. That's incorrect. The truth in the matter is that we just don't know what number accurately represents the number of confirmed cases in your community. Because some of these results, like I said, are taking up to 10 days. It's just a time to be really, really careful. Governor Little's stay-home order remains in effect through at least April 15th. Additionally, Wood River Valley communities, including Haley, Ketchum, and Bellevue, have added restrictions to their stay-home order, which now, in addition to the orders already laid out by the governor, also includes a cease in all commercial and housing construction. Plumbers, electricians, and other trade workers may only perform work that is immediate and essential. Landscaping and residential service providers must cease operation. Hotels and short-term rentals, like if you have a Vrbo or something up in Blaine County, you may not rent to anyone who isn't a resident of Blaine County, with the exception of those traveling to the county to assist in the medical or emergency services fields. Blaine County residents returning home from out-of-state travel must now self-isolate at home for 14 days upon their return. Visitors from out-of-state coming into Blaine County must also self-isolate for 14 days. Travel outside of Blaine County to obtain items otherwise available in the county is prohibited. And by the way, I'm going to throw this out there. I did our weekly grocery run over the weekend, and there are still a ton of 5B plates in the Costco parking lot. That's exactly what these guys are talking about. That's not supposed to be happening. If you can find toilet paper, you can find groceries in the county, and I know you can, you're supposed to be buying them in the county. Finally, gatherings of non-related individuals inside homes, now prohibited. Governor Little's statewide order remains in effect until at least April 15th, while Blaine County's additional restrictions are to remain in place until at least April 12th. A copy of Governor Little's order is available for download at hot100now.com, as is a copy of Blaine County's additional restrictions. In fact, I have the one that the city of Haley authored and signed into law last week. They were the first to jump on board, and then the next day, Bellevue and Ketchum added themselves to that list of additional restrictions. President Trump announced yesterday that he, along with the Coronavirus Task Force and the Centers for Disease Control, have extended federal social distancing guidelines through the end of the month. Now, the guidelines were previously thought to expire today, but now those have been extended until April 30th, and they include much of the same stay-home self-isolation policies and procedures that you're surely tired of hearing about by now. Obviously, don't go to work if you're sick. Instead, call your medical provider. Keep your sick children home. If somebody in your household is tested positive, isolate the entire house for 14 days. If you're elderly or sick, stay home as much as humanly possible and only venture out for emergency services, and wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Several Idaho utilities are working with customers to keep the lights on, so to speak. Idaho Power has temporarily suspended disconnections to individuals and businesses who may be facing hardships related to the pandemic. They are also waiving late fees until further notice. Intermountain Gas has also suspended disconnections due to non-payment and is working with the Regulatory Commission to waive late fees for those affected either directly or indirectly by COVID-19. Governor Little's next press conference is scheduled for Thursday at 8 p.m. This will air on Idaho Public Television and on Governor Little's Facebook page, and I'll, of course, summarize it for you on Friday morning's Day Prep. School is out until at least April 20th. By today, you should have already or will soon hear from your child's teacher or teachers with instructions on how to keep the learning going at home. Educators will make arrangements for you to pick up the homework, discuss learning at home schedules, and check out a Chromebook for use at home where available. Again, that call should happen today if it hasn't already happened. Just real quick, again, the Gentry Show scheduled for April 2nd at the Historic Wilson Theater is postponed. Now rescheduled for July 9th, the Bar J. Wranglers show scheduled for May 2nd has been rescheduled for May 15th. And obviously, tickets you purchased for the original show will be honored at the rescheduled dates, and there are still tickets available online at historicwilsontheater.com. Buy some if you want something to look forward to. You now have until July 15th to file and pay your Idaho state and federal taxes. By the way, that stimulus check that's coming out, it sounds like it will be based on your 2018 tax returns. So the taxes you filed last spring, that will reflect how much cash you get from the feds. $1,200 per person and $500 per child. So like in my house where it's me, my wife, and my 8-year-old son, we'll have a check coming from $2,900. And that starts to go down once you reach $75,000 a year. If you make $75,000 or more every year, you'll get a little less than that. If you make over $99,000 a year, you don't get any of this stimulus money. But again, for the vast majority of us, $1,200 per adult and $500 per child. As we move through this crazy pandemic together, please take advantage of your favorite restaurants, delivery, and pickup services. Many of them are offering all sorts of different services that maybe they didn't offer before. In fact, I saw the Drift Inn in Rupert. They had to close their dining room, but they're offering like finger steaks frozen that you can pick up and take home to cook. So if you've got a hankering for some of that good stuff, give the Drift Inn a call. And lots of places have partnered with Grubhub and Uber Eats and DoorDash and all of these places so that you can get that food delivered to your door without having to venture out of your house. It's a really hard world to live in right now, but let's make the best of it. And importantly, let's support as many of those small business friends here in the Magic Valley as we possibly can. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, let me know. Send info to Hot 100 FM on the Facebook page. You could also email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com. Or simply call in that closure or cancellation. You can reach me 208-733-4468. That's 733-4468.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way. With Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.